Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. Let's have a look at some of the headlines. Bishop Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, spread cheer and see the migration. This is the time of year where birds have started their migration to warmer climates. If you love nature, this is the time to visit Bishop's big backyard. Not deathly this time of year. In the summer months, Death Valley's name is appropriate, during midday temperatures regularly hitting triple digits, often reaching 120 degrees. But by November, it's a different story. While still warm, longer hikes are doable. It's also a shoulder season between the busy periods, allowing you to take time in some of the unique attractions of Death Valley without the crowds. Holidays are coming. This time of year offers us a wonderful opportunity to join together and spread cheer, a chance for friends and family to share old traditions and create new ones. Bishop starts the season of Christmas holiday events off right with several fun activities on Saturday, December 3rd. The festivities begin with a Santa Mile Fun Run, followed by the Main Street Lighted Christmas Parade, and finishing off with a tree lighting ceremony in the city park. Many downtown merchants will stay open late, offering refreshments, entertainment, and holiday deals. Then the next weekend, on Saturday, December 10th, is a Railroad Express at the Laws Railroad Museum and Historical Village. It's a good old-fashioned fun for the whole family. The 2022 Eastern Sierra Shop with a Cop event is coming December 10th. We have worked with all of our local school staff as well as the school resource officers from the Bishop Police Department, Mammoth Lakes Police Department, and the Mono County Sheriff's Office to identify and invite 50 area students to participate in this year's event. Each participant is being provided the opportunity to complete a shopping list of gifts for family and friends. As the items are received, they will be sorted and gift-wrapped by volunteers. On the day of the event, each participant will be picked up at their home by their assigned law enforcement partner and driven to the Eastern Sierra Tri-County Fairgrounds, where the Bishop Lions Club will be cooking up their famous pancake breakfast. After breakfast, we will all line up for the annual Code 3 ride down Main Street and return to the fairgrounds for a Christmas party full of games, raffles, activities, and a special visit from Santa prior to the distribution of gifts. Eastern Sierra Shop with a Cop is completely donation-driven, and the continued support from community, both near and far, each year is what makes this program the success it continues to be. Donations can be dropped off at the Mono County Sheriff's Office, Inyo County Sheriff's Office, Bishop Police Department, Mammoth Lakes Police Department, as well as the CHP Bishop and CHP Bridgeport Office. Please make checks payable to ESPOA, that's Eastern Sierra Peace Officers Association, with Shop with a Cop written in the memo line. ESPOA is a 501c3, and your donation is tax deductible.
Hey, Eastern Sierra, it's Jesse. So those of you that know me know that I'm creative, well, probably hyper creative. Like, I never stopped daydreaming. It was ridiculous to get through school. That's a different thing. We'll talk about that another time. One thing I'm not is artistic or good with my hands with creating things, whether it's paintings or sculptures. I'm just not very good at that. I can see it in my head. I just can't put it through my fingers. You know where I can get some help doing that? Mono Arts Council in Mammoth Lakes. I didn't even know this until I started looking up what they have on their website, which is monoarts.org, by the way. There is an art and wine class where you can sit there and drink wine and follow along with an instructor learning to paint something. That sounds absolutely perfect. I've always wanted to try something like that, so I think I'm going to do that. They have an open studio space there where there's no appointments even needed. You can just show up, and the people there are going to help you figure out whatever art you're trying to do, and you have the space to create. You don't have to do it in your garage or whatever you're trying to get away from. So, you know, this is absolutely an amazing resource for the Mono area. And, you know, they're celebrating 30 years right now, actually. They're looking for donations to help put some more money into schools and stuff because of the 30-year anniversary. So if you want to look that up, go to monoarts.org and check them out. And if you just want to stop in for one of those open art sessions, just head over to 437 Old Mammoth Road in Suite M. And, of course, that is in Mammoth Lakes. You can also call 760-914-2909. They are open from noon to 6 Thursday through Monday. Head on over and let them know Jesse sent you from Eastern Sierra Now.
Don't forget to save the date. Saturday, November 19th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. is the Bishop Senior Center's annual Christmas Craft Boutique. There'll be See's Candy, Peanut Brittle, home-baked sweets. Need to start your Christmas shopping? Have a sweet tooth that needs attention? Then the Bishop Senior Center Recreation Committee's annual Fall Christmas Craft Boutique and See's Candy is your one-stop shop. That's the Bishop Senior Center at 682 Spruce Street in Bishop, right behind the City Park. And that looks like everything I've got today. Thank you for joining me, and as always, I'll talk to you tomorrow.